with a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. The 7th annual Cayman Islands Classic tips off this weekend, bringing top-tier NCAA Division I basketball back to the John Gray Gym. Four elite college teams are here to battle for the prestigious 2025 title, and tournament CEO Joe Wright says fans are in for a treat.
We have some really good teams this year. We have Murray State coming in that's really good. They're ranked to win their conference this year in the Missouri Valley Conference.
Yes,
we have
yes.
McNeese State that's won the Southland Conference for the last 2 years and went into the NCAA tournament. And we have a strong team, Middle Tennessee. Middle Tennessee is a really strong team that's pretty consistent every year. And we got George Washington. I saw them play a couple times last year.
Yeah.
Got a great coach, great organization. They're going to be hard to beat this year as well. So we got four good teams coming this year. We're going to play all the games in the evening from 5 to 7. So we'd like for everybody to come out on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, watch the games.
Wright says the tournament continues to earn praise from visiting teams and fans alike.
I think we've heard some great things. A lot of the coaches really enjoy themselves when they come here. They love our hotels. They love to walk straight out into the beach. A lot of these schools, when they do go to a tropical island, they don't go from the hotel. They go straight to the beach. But from the hotels that we put our players and teams in, it's just 20 steps you're right onto the beach. So
yeah.
I think they really enjoy it.
And next year, expect a new twist. Wright and event manager Colin Anglin says the format is getting an upgrade.
Teams are starting to, when they come to these preseason tournaments, they don't really want to play three games anymore in 3 days.
Okay.
So they're kind of, we want to come for 2 days and we want to come and enjoy ourselves.
Yeah.
So we're kind of getting to that stage now of our tournament.
And we have no problem with that either, because again, it's more, it gives them more opportunity to see the rest of the Cayman Islands product.
Yes.
You know, to really be able to take in so much more in terms of the culture and be able to see a lot more of the sights. And that's great for the island as a whole. So that's another aspect that we're looking forward to in terms of on an entertainment side for the teams as well.
Game times are at 5 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. this Sunday through Tuesday at the John Gray Gym. Tickets are on sale now at eventpro.ky and at the door. In other local sports, it was muscle, movement, and motivation at the ARC in Caymana Bay this past weekend as Cayman's fittest athletes took the stage for the 6th annual DFAC Cayman Muscle Mayhem. From early morning prejudging to a high-energy final show, the ARC was packed with fans cheering on local and international talent, including four pros and a standout showing from the women. Event promoter Dale Davis says the energy and growth of the sport in Cayman is no accident.
It was a great event, as usual. Yeah, and the feedback, again, this year has been, positive.
Mm-hmm.
And every year we try to add, an additional element. So this year we added some additional screens.
Nice.
In the middle of the facility that allowed for the guests to have a much better view of the stage,
yes,
which is something we never had before.
Mm-hmm.
So, cool. There was great feedback around that.
And this was the 6th Cayman Muscle Mayhem. How has the event evolved since year one, you think?
Well, it's now become a full-fledged pro show. That's one of the biggest changes of the event.
Okay.
And what that simply means is we now have a full roster of not just amateur but professional athletes who are competing for prize money, as well as having a growing body transformation class as well. This year we had 4 entrants, which is the most we've had in that class. There'll always be more amateurs.
Okay.
But we've gotten a pro in almost every class this year among the women's classes.
Dale, this year saw more women than men on the stage.
Yeah.
What does that say about the growth of the sport locally?
It comes in cycles, actually.
Yeah.
Last year was a predominantly male show. The year before was a bit balanced. So it seems to just come in cycles.
Among the night's biggest moments, Akilah Whitaker clinched her 3rd pro wellness title. She shared what keeps her coming back year after year.
My first year when I did it, it was in bikini after. I knew this was something I had liked. So I know I didn't place, but this workout, I get in love with it. So it was something that, it helped me with physically, mentally, emotionally. For most people, fitness is very important.
Yes.
It's you want to be able to balance between, even though you have kids, you want to still balance, be able to still get your workout in no matter what. So my main reason was to focus, just keep pushing, working hard, putting in the work. As a mom with 2 kids, it's not easy, but still wasn't impossible.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you, you spoke about balance. For those out there that are listening, and myself, because I'm a mom myself, myself with three kids. How do you do it as a businesswoman, a wife, a mom? How do you do it and find time for keeping in shape?
Everything is time, and like, yes, you know, you just have to set your time in. And some days you're not going to feel the best, but you still have to push.
Yes.
And even if you're just going to the gym, just get a little bit, just even just do some cardio.
Yeah.
Just keep your body moving.
Rocio Simpara also turned heads, winning the amateur wellness class while juggling everyday life and training. She reflected on her journey on Radio K-Man Sports Extra.
It was a little bit challenging.
Yes.
Well, I have to organize and have to hit the gym early in the
yes.
morning
yes.
before I start dealing with my responsibilities. 3-4 o'clock in the morning, because I also had 2 daughters.
Okay.
So a lot of hard work, a lot of discipline. But I think, yeah, just organizing, prioritizing the time. Yeah.
Did your kids get to see you perform?
Oh, yes. The little one was screaming, Mommy, you got this. You can do it.
That's been so exciting. Yes.
During the journey, there was times where I was feeling low. And my daughters were like, come on, Mommy, you got this.
You have to
do it. Yes.
Yeah. And they're such a huge motivation.
Yes. And for me, I was like, okay, I need to really, this feels amazing.
Yes.
Because now it's like, I'm so happy that I can show my daughters that with hard work and discipline, they can accomplish anything in life, because they saw me through the whole journey.
Her performance earned her more than just a trophy, though. Simpara was awarded her pro card by the local bodybuilding federation.
One of the reasons I asked Rocio here is, so Rocio won the overall,
right?
So she won the wellness amateur category as well as overall. It was pro amateur. We had pros and amateurs in there. However, after further consideration and the quality of the physique and the fact that she won the overall, we've actually made a decision to promote Rocio to pro status, right? Even though it's her first show. So even though she won the overall with amateurs, we felt that the quality of the physique that she presented is at that level.
And the moment wasn't lost on her.
Thank you so much. This is amazing. Thank you so much.
Yes.
I appreciate it.
A powerhouse event and a proud moment for Cayman's fitness community. DFAC Muscle Mayhem 2025 delivered on every rep. But it doesn't end there. 6 of Cayman's top athletes are now headed to the DFAC World Finals in Houston, Texas this week, representing the island on the sport's biggest natural bodybuilding stage. Promoter Dale Davis says Cayman's presence on the world circuit is no fluke.
Well, a bit of a history lesson here.
So
between the years of 2003 to 2009, Cayman was consistently ranked number 2. The only team that would beat us every year was the British team. We beat everyone else. The Americans,
amazing,
the
huh?
Swiss,
yeah.
the Germans, the Austrians, everyone. So we've always had a solid team. Yeah. And this team that we're taking this year, again, is basically the best of the lot in most of the categories. So I think we have a pretty good chance at taking home some hardware and some trophies.
I think so too. But what does that say, though, about our small island?
Oh, it's tremendous,
second.
Right?
Yeah.
It's tremendous for a small country to produce the quality of athletes that we have. We have multiple world champions of Cayman and Mr. Universe and Miss Universe.
And Mr.
Cayman.
British.
Correct, right? And Mr. America.
Yeah.
You know, so the quality of athletes here in this country is exceptional.
That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.